Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first. Okay, on a serious note, I'll give you a backstory. You remember when we went to vote? For the first time in my life, I didn't vote for the ANC. And I even spoke on this show about how irritated I was about Zuduma Nomtolo in KZN, the actions pertaining to Isilo. Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So much so, I even remember getting on the phone. We had a conference call, and one of the people that was on the conference call was Zizi Gota. And I was saying, Zuduma Nomtolo funeka wacheze. And, you know, obviously, it was just a conversation. It wasn't like an official conversation. We were just talking to his boys. Anyway, fast forward to what things are now. You also need to remember, by the way, that headed towards a conference, specifically Umtolo, as kids not Duma as well, they are not Cyril's people. They are not going with the Buffalo. They are going with Ariti. And there's a saying, it's only so long that the fake can pretend. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they end up supporting the president of the ANC, which is Cyril Ramaphosa. But as you can see, that has been short-lived. These days, this is what Peggy Mtolo has to say about the ANC in KZN.
The ANC, comrade, a national, it only 40% national. Meaning NEC lost the country for 40%. In National Executive Committee, Elito Obabu Ramaphosa, Obabu Mbalula, lost the country for 40%. They must take that responsibility. See, now we are taking our own responsibility, Slotuma, of losing the province to 17%.
You see? Umdolo is now the regional provincial secretary at ANC. And he tabled a report where he spoke about how, in KZN specifically, Cyril is seen as weak and Zuma is seen as strong. This has apparently incensed President Cyril Ramaphosa. And as a result, today, we're not sure what, but we can guess. Ukuthi, I think Umtolo uyakoduka manje. He's definitely getting sent home. Now, here's my question. Remember we spoke about how the MK said they are going to govern KZN?
Oh, yes.
And we wondered who in the ANC would help the MK. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Is it not becoming clear now?
Nah, but that doesn't make sense because you, as a guy from KZN, said Umtolo, you know, disrespected Isilo. So don't the same people, the constituency of the MK, share that same sentiment?
Yeah, they could. But so here's the thing. The person that we're talking about, there's an individual and then there's Isilo. So the position that he holds, regardless of who holds that position allows him to sway the sentiment. Right? He's a provincial secretary. He, for example, the utterances that he had made now over this weekend, he wouldn't have been able to make on a personal capacity because nobody would have cared. But as an ANC provincial secretary, he can. And using that platform, that's how you then able to sway. It's the same thing that happened allegedly in KZN via the EFF. People are saying EFF resources were used to sway the votes towards MK. Exactly the same thing is happening here. You heard, oh, mama. But say, what word was it?
Word 96.
Exactly.
I remember, yes.
Oh, mama said word 96, talking about they were campaigning, they were giving food, and the votes were directed. You always need a platform to then direct the votes. Now, Minji, I'm a politician. I'd be coming here talking about seize the world. Then at the end of the show, I'll tell you, votes for DA or something like that. You see? So, now that we are here again, this is my question. Umtolo, is he seen credible now? Does he seem credible as a politician? And if he is, does he have any kind of sway? Because I think they definitely getting either suspended or fired this afternoon.
I don't think his credibility would be questioned in this moment. If ever his credibility was questioned, it would have been before all of this.
Mm.
But here, I think... One, the last statement, that audio clip you played, it's a legitimate statement. The NEC itself lost the election nationally. So if one asks, on what basis do you single out the ANC in KZN if you are to disband? Because if the standard of disbandment is based on the fact that provinces lost their majority, it's KZN that lost. It's the Northern Cape of Zamani Soul that also lost its majority. You've also got the Gauteng. But then nationally, you've also then got the NEC that must account for what happened nationally, because they also went below 50%. And I think that's why most within the African National Congress held that aspect of disbandment in abeyance. When they went to their first NEC post the elections, it seemed there was no appetite to discuss that because it would hit more than just the obvious nemesis right now being the KZN PEC. So I think many of them just decided that perhaps let's not talk disbandment. It's divisive. Let's focus on 2026 and beyond.
Mm. And that's a wise way to look at it, because essentially it is the truth.
It is. It is the truth. But, you know, I don't know. Anyway, let me just keep going.
Well, I will say this also, right? As much as that may be the truth, if I'm the leader of the party, I then can decide I'm punishing you and I'm not punishing myself. The ANC is on my side. Even if we take this to a vote, nobody is going to say, okay, we're also getting rid of you, Cyril Ramaphosa, because you got rid of Mdolo. Mdolo is obviously a way smaller fish. And he's got absolutely no recourse.
No, but for transparency, you'd have to craft some sort of charge, because I think even the ANC, which prides itself in being a leader of society, wouldn't want to be seen to be arbitrarily just punishing people. So they'd have to sit down and craft some sort of an offense that this PC of KZN committed. Honestly speaking, I don't see the president of the ANC saying, I'm punishing you, I'm not punishing myself, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, you wouldn't say that.
Yeah,
but essentially, it's what it'd be doing. And the charge will be lack of delivery. You didn't deliver what you were supposed to deliver in the province.
But you can
look at us and say, yes, we also dropped down to 40%. Not as bad as you, bro. You're sitting at 17. This is horrible.
But if you're going to punish KZN, then you have to punish all the other provinces. You can't just go for KZN.
And also, it's not just because of the disrespect towards the royal house. I mean, literally how Zuma was treated. You know, we saw Zuma going to prison. We saw all these things that really created animosity from the people on the ground with the ANC going into the elections, regardless of the mic snatching and stuff. The ANC looked weak, period. And when Zuma created a party, definitely something was going to happen in KZN. So we can't accredit all of that failure to Utuma Nomtolo, to be honest.
You see, now that's a very good point. Because what he's saying is, guys, nationally, you have made it difficult for us to govern regionally.
Mm-hmm.
You made an environment where it doesn't matter who could have been the provincial secretary.
Yeah.
Bezo Kala in any case, right? That is an argument that I think he could take if they were to discipline him. But I guess I'm asking you at home, what are your thoughts? Some people feel like this could be Mdolo's redemption. Others feel like it's a little too late. Give us a shout. 086-000-00959.
Mdolo, you know what? He's another Floyd that was recruited by Zuma. He also must just go while it's still early, because mabafika ngale, the tables are about to turn. So he must leave while it's still early. So I'm saying Cyril must get rid of him. It's fine. They've lost KZN and they can recuperate themselves and build it up again. But for now, he's not to be trusted. He just shows us how he's a weakling. He must go.
Yeah, Nambandla, at this point, it's very obvious, isn't it, MK?
The ANC or the current NEC must talk to the PECs and whatever, but Cyril shouldn't do anything. I mean, Abraham began to me also, like, when is the term coming to an end of him? I'm actually in disarray over these things, because they will still need to regroup going forward. So I think they can sit, do a post-mortem. The post-mortem is simple. They lost votes to the MK. That's it.
Mm. Also a wise line of thinking, because you're saying, okay, why disrupt the party any further for a president who's outgoing? Essentially a lame duck president. He's not going to be around to see the fallout. So why do you want to disrupt yourselves?
He's actually saying facts, but Ngesikhathi esirong. He should have stated these things, but asasene power, asase phakathi kwepower, asase in good standing no Cyril. So uzokhuluma lezinto right now because the damage is already done. They were all quiet, and manje ufuna ukuzokhuluma at a point whereby ANC noma kungathiwa yini ekhulumayo manje abantu abasanandaba. Instead, ke manje kuba worse ke manje ke ngoba le DA yabo le abahambe nayo. Kuphinde kwaphuma abanye abantu if singathi ba elections kusasa probably ANC will sit at 25% or so. So they are at the point manje ukuthi noma baya disciplinana noma benzani akusasizi. Bahluleke ukudisciplinana basase ne power.
25% nationally would be wow.
Hey.
Say wasizwe. Hey, yabona sizwe lo viwo dwetshwa lapha eKZN. Yiwo ke uviwo okhetula uRamaphosa loyana ngoba manje yabona sabakhuluma ngeNEC ukuthi phela bokumele vele ipunish uRamaphosa ngoba uperforme very bad kwe national and provincial iANC ngobiluzile nje sizwe uyabona lo viyo khona manje bangalenzi iphutho uRamaphosa abaxoshe oduma nomntolo kuyomele babayeke kanje ngoba babaxosha hey sizwe impela bamketula manje uRamaphosa bazomrecall isikhathi singakafiki ngiyakutshela sizwe mark my words
you see now in KZN we call it uyifundi valiwe. Have you heard of that term, so?
Nah.
Basically, you see it coming. That's where it's going. And he's actually right. This is what they're planning. And you can see it from their utterances. You see, they are now beginning to talk in line with how they've been acting. And they've been acting already very covertly to support the MK and sabotage the ANC.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.